Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. I'm going to divert for a moment from my regular format of commenting on the daily scriptures because a question came to my mind. And while I'm dealing with this question, I don't want this to be a moment of ain't it awful, but really just to consider what the problem is. The thing that came to mind was the question, why is it so difficult to live a more spiritual life? It seems to me that to live any degree of a spiritual life is a radical action because that goes against the way we were taught. And more importantly, it goes against the way we are being taught each and every day. There is so much that mitigates against a more spiritual worldview. Because, well, think about it. Have you ever heard or seen an ad that says you are perfectly okay just as you are? No change is needed? Have you ever seen an ad like that on television or on the radio? Almost every ad we see or hear insists that we not be okay about who we are, not without buying into a new product or a new way of saving money, maybe a new car, a new piece of jewelry, something to distract us, anything to distract us. But we're not okay unless we take their lead and follow their directions. Without whoever or whatever, we're not okay without it. And also consider this, the number of times that we are told, let us say taught, the number of times that we are taught each and every day that we're not okay. And then consider how many times each and every day we are taught that we are not okay. Our okayness is dependent upon comparisons, comparing ourselves to others, and also are allowing others to define who we are, saying that whatever it is they have to offer or to sell, only that is going to make us okay. The thought of being okay without any of this seems, well, it seems impossible. And we do it with religion too. Is our way the truth, the only way? Are we the hippest or baddest or biggest church? Is our God the most powerful God? As if any of this really mattered to whether or not we are okay with who we are. Amid all this noise, our desires, our wishes, our wants, our cravings, it's no wonder we find it so difficult to hear the still, small voice, the quiet, whispering breeze that is quietly telling us, inviting us, to believe the message that we are okay just as we are, no additives needed. That still, small voice, which I call the risen Christ, tells us that we're okay, that the source of our okayness lives deeply within us and calls out to us time and time again, you're okay, just do the best you can, you're okay just as you are, creating an atmosphere around us of simplicity, quiet, and calm. Even if only for a few minutes a day, will go a long way to create and build a spiritual life that we can truly live in and with and share with one another.